fatherhood, a complete and utter maze.
Oh,
a complete and utter maze of energy, implementation, time, effort. And for me, over the 16 years of being a father, I've come down to three things that I feel we need to do to really feel fulfilled as being a father. Let's get into them. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. If you are coming through, then please do let me know. What I'd love to hear, if you are a dad or a father, I want you to write in the comments your biggest struggle as a father. Now, I think this is really important to do. Like, I always try to get you to engage here instead of just being a lurker, because I think it's really, really important to bring these things up, because we beat ourselves up as dads, right? Are we doing a good job? Are we saying the right things? Are we teaching the right teachings? You know, on the 23rd of July, 2005, 2028 was when I first become a father to Angelina, my first girl. She's my big girl now, 16, and at college. And at the time, I was a very young 27-year-old, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I was in J Company in the Royal Marines, aspirations to go and serve Special Forces and get on the front line and get amongst it. But fatherhood completely changed that. As soon as she came along, I didn't want to be away 10 months of the year. Fast forward a few years, I didn't want to be away from them full stop, so I gave up the career, the dream career for me, the career of a lifetime, I was going to say. And that was because I didn't want to be a weekend dad. I didn't want to do a 700-mile round trip, see them for a day and a half. I wanted to be amongst them. My dad died when I was 6, and I didn't want them to experience, although I'm not dead, I didn't want them to experience a life without a father around every single day, you know, being within arms, throw distance of a cuddle or a hug. And these three things that I'm going to explain to you have really been about my trials and tribulations of bringing up my top two. You know, yesterday I went for a run with my boy who's 14, and he's recently rediscovered American football, and he's doing American football training. And man, he has just found this emotional connection with life. Like, he said to me, I want to show up at school. I want to get my grades. You know, I want to do well in my sports. And since he's been doing it, he's found that connection. Yesterday, he was up at 5:30 with me, and we went running. We did a 5-mile run. And last night, he was at football training with the lads. Very nerve-wracking for him. Obviously, a lot of the lads are older. It's like a men's team. But it was great to see him there and be there. And the reason I wanted to do the show, because I really feel like I've connected massively with my big two recently. And I think to myself, if I didn't make that decision to leave the military, there wouldn't be that connection. But these three things that I'm about to give you, for me, are the most important gifts or things that we can give to our children, okay, as a father. They are the most important things. Number one is understanding. Okay, number one is understanding their point of view, recognizing that their point of view matters, that you can listen to them. You know, it's been really difficult for me as a father to see them evolve through their 7, 8, 9, 10, then 11, 12, 13, and then adjusting your parenting to meet them. And I really feel I've taken time to try to understand them better, listen to them better, understand their point of view, and actually realize that sometimes they're right. Do you know what I mean? The second one, I don't know which whether to do this priority or not. All right, so the second one is, for me, this is the most poignant one. It's the most important one. And it's showing them love. It's just hugging and kissing them. Hugging and kissing them. Do you know what I mean? Giving them lots of love. Telling them that they're good. Telling them that you love them. T- telling them that everything's going to be okay, that you're there for them. Do you know what I mean? I think that's such an important thing that I see parents not doing enough of. I'm just trying to see where I'm going here. Telling them that, you know, I love you. Cuddles, kisses. And that is so important, really important. And then the last one is being a role model. Now, the role model is about leaving a legacy. When I die, my legacy will live in those two kids. Now four kids. But I'm just talking about the other two because they've been, you know, they've been around the longest. That's where I've really gained my experience of being a father. Legacy is so important. When I look at my boy last night, running around, turning around, everyone go, man, he's got a work rate. I wonder where that comes from. And you think to yourself, well, yeah. It's too right. That's the work that I've put into him. And it's really, really important that we nurture that. And there are a lot of lads that I meet along the way who don't always get to see the kids as much as they want to because of whatever situation. And I always think that you've got to hang in on there. You've got to hang in there. You've got to keep doing what you're doing. It's never in a perfect scenario, you know, fatherhood. Sometimes it's harder for others than it is for other people. And I think that if you can just show those things, whether you see them once a month, once a week, every day, just show them love, let them know that you love them. I think also understanding them, listening to them, and trying to be the best role model you can be, being the best possible version of yourself for them, for those times that you do see them. You know, I used to sometimes not see my kids for 3-4 weeks. Didn't see them for 6 months when I went into Afghan. And I think you've got to be able to always bring yourself back and always keep those key values and principles in place for when you do see them, and be that model, role model for them. Because they're, for me, they're my fire to show up every day. They're my fire, they're my drive, they're my passion, they're my energy. Without them, life would suck. And I joke about saying, oh my God, I could be nearly at retirement in terms of kids, because they're growing up so quick. But I've got a 10-week-year-old, and I've got to get a whole through the whole process again. And I love it, because at 50, I'm going to have a 7-year-old. I'm going to be on my toes, I'm going to feel young. And I just love being a father, right? I love being a father. So listen, anyway, I hope you have a good weekend. I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to, you know, document, I guess, the journey of being a father and talk about it with other fathers and stuff, all in different situations. We've all got different things going on. And the way that we approach things, whatever I say is not right or wrong. It's just a point of view. It's just what I perceive fatherhood to be about. Some people might think differently. But anyway, listen, hope you have an amazing day, weekend, and I'll catch up with you soon.